Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
owning the abandonment space. Just doing this podcast while I'm 7:30 in the morning, ducking up to the local supermarket to see if they've got some duct tape. So this is a tape, so a large gauge, sort of slightly waterproof tape that is used for air conditioning ducts. However, it's now known as duct tape, and the people want it for their scouts camp. Now, this podcast is about the abandonment space, and there is a sort of a strange feeling when you're abandoned, in that you sort of feel guilty about making other people, forcing other people to abandon you. So you go up and speak to them, and you realise, oh, shit, I should have realised, it should have been, I'm in the abandonment space. And the idea I think I have is that after sufficient training and stuff like that, you can actually own the abandonment space rather than actually wallow in it, sort of get used to it. Sort of a bit like the street kids in the big cities who, the Artful Dodger, they're outside society and they know how things operate, and they have sort of a view outside, form their own community. Now, obviously, if you're abandoned, you can only form a community of yourself, but it means that you don't interfere and hassle with people's. People have a requirement that they have, that the abandoned people they abandon are invisible, and if you make themselves visible, you upset them, it's nothing to do with you. It's just they don't have the capacity to operate. I suppose I don't know what it is in them. I think they might feel uncomfortable, and then their peers will educate them that it's, you know, okay to abandon this person or not. So what is it like being in the abandonment space? This is when you're off sick for a while, you're not playing anymore, so you're not from an organization with a career, with a backstory, with a forward story which they can trade with you. They can have a transaction and it has meaning. So it's not that you're not meaningful. The actual structure of meaning derived by society means that to them the feedback isn't meaningful. So it's not so much a problem. Sorry, there's a green arrow here. Not so much a problem with yourself, but it's a problem with the structure of society. So someone has a job, they have a past, and they have a future in a structure, a narrative which matches your narrative, and they have an actorship. You know, they've got a position on stage. They're not just wandering on stage commenting on the scripts out of order and saying, oh, should you be saying that in your script? They go, what? Oh, that's my script. Oh, well. And they sort of do some improv, and quietly they, when you walk through exit stage left, they lock the door so you can't get back in again. So that's what's happening, and there's no way. It's so thoroughly programmed. Oh, $1.71.9. Listen to that. Thank you very much. Saudi Arabia. We're going to have to do another podcast later on about what we're doing in solar energy. It'll make the people absolutely wince and cry when you hear how the people of Australia are striking up against. We've got sort of, we are an energy superpower, sort of a stable place with heaps of solar panel land. I mean, massive amounts of solar panel land. The best... Oh, come on, what are you doing? Just waiting for these people to... Good people of Blacksland to make their way across. Yeah, so... sort of like the... You know, in films, they like to show you've got the big city, and it's that's too complicated. But if you get a group of abandoned people, street kids, crime gangs, something like that, people who are outside, you can instantly get in, and they've got a limited number of people they speak to. They only speak to their crime boss and the person they're mugging, or something very small. Now, this is relevant. In the abandonment stakes, and you do get abandoned. I think so. It's not quite. We sort of don't abandon people with a terminal cancer. A lot of people do, but some people don't. Going in here, into the car park. I'll be back with you again and try and finish off this podcast for you. Okay, back again. After I've bought the duct tape. In fact, it's quite a lot of duct tape at the supermarket. Unfortunately, only one person at the checkout and all of people buying groceries, so that took a bit of a long time. Well, the topic of this is abandonment. Is it the new black abandonment? Is it the new way of getting things done? Because... everyone is finding themselves absolutely tied up in knots by society, you know, completely limited by it. They want to do things, but their boss won't let them do it. They can't get things done. And, it feels like that, but what's happened is that I've sort of, I suppose, got it. Yep. I've got it. It's sort of like going into this, you're hired by this company, and everyone's busily working, and you're saying, what the heck is this about? I can remember going to various companies, and be a whole busy knot of people working away, and you couldn't quite work out what was going on, because the business was either evaporating or the technology was changing, but people somehow kept doing what they're doing, and it seems to be that we have systems to stabilise our behaviour against external stimuli. That is, the business stops for a while, people keep on working, and then it comes back again, and so people, you know, the rains don't come, we keep on planting the crops, and then it comes again. And it means that there's this, a lot of forces in society to keep doing the same thing without a lot of vision for it. And essentially, spin-off of that is that you, if you have someone who doesn't comply or something which doesn't work, they don't know why they're doing it, but they're abandoning you. And so you sort of say, okay, well, you can only be abandoned for so many hours or minutes an hour or hours a day. The rest of the 24 hours, the other 20 hours, is going to be actively abandoning you for solid straight hours, is free time. They don't have, for someone who is light, they have the poison of busy work. That is, writing reports that no one reads, marking tests that don't really indicate how well people are doing, and then getting people to study for those tests. You know, essentially, what is the point of testing someone if the test results are done too often and... not enough. And so this is absolutely typical. you know, what more could the education department do but run too many tests which don't mean anything? That's their core business. There's a lot of energy and busy work doing that. I've hived off and looked at the looked through the action and over the horizon to big, just making sure this eye doesn't come up the back of me, to big, let's look at this. Now, I don't know. That looks as though that's a very good bike out there. Sorry, I've got to speak. I've got to go home. So that's just a general gist. And in mentality, you've got to really make clear that you're not engaging in the busy work. You're doing serious work. Not busy work, but serious work. And and it's the very people who aren't, who are out of the situation, who are doing it. Now, I'm just going to go over and see. Thanks a lot for listening. That's just a podcast as it happened. Thanks a lot. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.